Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
So Sean Payton is going to be played by, this is odd. There's a Netflix Netflix movie about Bounty Gate, and it's called Home Team. When I saw who Sean Payton is going to be played by, it blew me away. It just doesn't fit. Kevin James? Did you guys see this? Kevin James? Mm-hmm. Don't you look at Kevin James and say he can't play a serious role?
Well, that's the first thing. The second thing is, why can't Adam Sandler Productions cast anybody other than Adam Sandler friends? Like, you want something goofy or funny or just kind of mindless, like what's the one they do where they're all grown-ups or grown-ups too? Okay, that's fine. But, like, this sounds like it's going to have, like, some serious overtones to it, you would think. I can't think it's going to be a comic send-up of Bounty Gate and Sean Payton's a year suspension spent coaching his kid's high school team. So, yeah, it's weird.
Jim, I don't know who the right actor is. And maybe
I do.
Tell me.
What's the guy's name who played Malcolm in the Middle? He looks just like Sean Payton.
Bryan Cranston.
No, Malcolm in the Middle, right?
Jim knows who the right person is, but then he doesn't know the guy's name. That's typical Jim.
Hold on, you're talking about the kid who actually played Malcolm in the Middle?
Yes.
Frankie Muniz.
Yeah. He looks just like Sean.
Is he like 5'2"?
Who cares? A lot of guys in Hollywood are short.
And there we go. But he's not, you know, the wrong person, though, is Kevin James.
Yeah.
I look at Kevin James and I go, this guy's supposed to make me laugh. He's not supposed to play some serious football coach in this drama on Netflix about Bounty Gate, right? I mean, I don't know.
He's Paul Blart Mall Cop.
I'm sorry.
He's King of Queens. He's not Sean Payton. I don't know. That's weird. But that's what it comes back to. And I love Adam Sandler's stuff for the most part. And most of the stuff that he's produced for Netflix has been somewhat funny. If you're into Adam Sandler style humor, which unfortunately I'm immature enough to be into, that he always casts the same buddies and friends in it. Like, it's Rob Schneider, it's Kevin James, it's David Spade, it's the same cast of characters over and over again. It's branch out a little.
All right, big 9 o'clock hour. John Wehner to lead it off. The Rock. What did he leave us with last week? Producer Matt.
Pigs would eat ham.
Pigs would eat essentially cannibalistic pigs. Yes. So you might get more of that. That'll be fun. John Wehner at 9. Joe Musgrove right off his no-hitter. He starts again tomorrow against the Pirates. So Joe Musgrove going to wake up in his hotel room, and he's going to give us a call. He's just great. So we'll talk to Jolton Joe coming up at 9:30. You went to the game last night. All right. First question, the fan experience, thumbs up, in the middle, thumbs down. Was it what you expected in these COVID times, producer Matt? Tell us.
A slight thumbs up, I think. If you can get past the point of just something being on your face when you're watching the game, then it's okay. Because you're spread out, there's nobody really on top of you. They aren't monitoring you. They're not, like, on top of you watching what you're doing with your mask. You know, if you pull it down every once in a while, even if you're just talking to somebody, there's nobody coming rushing in and telling you to put it back up and stuff like that. So it was a lot more loose than I thought it would be, which I was glad for.
Okay. What about the eating situation there?
The eating is a little bit different, of course. Uh-huh. The cashless is a thing. And
see, I'm cashless all the time.
Yeah, so
and not because I don't have any money, just because I don't carry cash.
I don't carry cash either.
I always just use my cards.
Yes.
So you're just saying, now, what about the queues, like the lines to go get a hot dog and stuff? And do they have a full menu or no?
It looked like a full menu to me, yes.
Okay, all right.
But there are lines on the concrete. So it's kind of like if you had those bars like at Kennywood or whatever, and they separate you, they like snake you mm-hmm. with the metal bars. It's like that, only the metal bars aren't there. It's just kind of taped. And they have circles saying, stand here, stand here, stand here, throughout the line.
You go from dot to dot,
dot
pretty
to dot,
much.
Yes.
Okay, Chris. Oh, that's interesting. It dot
sounds,
to dot.
It sounds, hey, you want to go to a ball game? It looked from photos I saw of Matt with his friends and a video of just people in the crowd last night. It looked like a nice night for a ball game, even if it was a little wet beforehand and a little chilly. But, I mean, hey, you do what you got to do to go experience the grand old game, I guess.
What about the spacing inside the seating areas? So, like, let's say you go with four people.
Yeah.
Are you assigned a seat and you're, like, seat 1, 2, 3, and 4 in row L or whatever? Like, how does that work?
Yes. Yeah, we had four of us that went, and we were all, you know, four in a row in our seats. But there were the rows in front of us and behind us. They had people in them, but they were in different spots within that row. Like, so we were at the end of our row,
uh-huh.
and the people behind us were more in the middle of their row. So not only is there a row in between you, but they're also spaced out to where they're not directly behind you or directly in front of you.
Hmm.
Or at least from where I was. Now, I don't know if that was because people weren't in that section. You know, maybe they had sold those tickets and people didn't show up or whatever, but that's how the spacing was for me.
All right, so you have to – did anybody have a neck gaiter on? Because I'm a big neck
yes.
gaiter champion.
I thought of you, actually.
Okay.
I saw two or three people walk past with a neck gaiter on. So.
Do you think they had the loopy ear mask to get in and then had the neck gaiter in their pocket and
Maybe.
Made the change? Kind of like the girl who's wearing something she shouldn't wear to school, and she leaves the house with like a regular T-shirt on and then changes on the way to the school bus for her mom and dad not to see what she's wearing to school because you're not allowed to wear that outfit?
That I cannot confirm or deny.
Okay. All right. Because that is one thing that's holding me up. I don't like the regular traditional mask. I wear a neck gaiter. But I don't like to, and people say, well, it's just a mask. It's uncomfortable to me. And it's allowed to be. It's uncomfortable to me. I don't like it. A neck gaiter's fine everywhere else I go in life. I don't know. And I was watching the Cubs game. 1,000 people had neck gaiters on. I don't know why I just can't wear that. I'll go if I can wear that.
I did see a couple.
Okay.
I don't know if that was illegal or what, but
okay.
they were there.
All right. All right. I might do it. Now, are there people going around selling stuff, or do you have to get up and go buy everything?
You have to get up and go buy everything.
Okay. Not that
did not hear any beer here.
So lemonade!
Yeah.
Lemonade!
So no TC. So TC's out.
I did not hear one whistle last night, now that I think about it. I hope he's still there.
I hope he's still alive.
Did you hear woos, Matt, with a crowd that small?
Oh, yes. And that's another thing, too, is you can hear the hecklers a lot more easily, which is great.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, there are a couple
of good
liners.
It's entertaining if the hecklers actually have some material.
Yeah.
If all the hecklers have is woo, then it's just mind-numbing.
Yeah, the woos came in like 6th, 7th inning. Not good.
No, okay. Not good at all. All right. Well, thanks for the fan experience. So you give it a thumbs up. It doesn't keep you from going again.
Correct.
Okay.
Yes, I would go again.
Okay. All right. Now, what about the seating arrangements in terms of what seats were open? Like, was the whole stadium open? Like, can you get Pittsburgh Baseball Club seats on the cheap right now, or how does that work?
There were a couple of tarped off sections in right field that I noticed,
uh-huh.
but for the most part, just about every section is open. There are even people like way up top. Almost, you know, like out of the stadium in the corner there. I don't know if they just wanted to be left alone and they went up there, but there were people up there.
Oh, way,
way
up
upper deck.
Okay, way, way upper deck. All right. Jim, you going anytime soon, big boy?
I don't know. Our schedule's a little bit different this week. I was going to go tonight, but no, I'm not. But I went opening day. And the way we have to get in now is all the way around a right field.
Okay.
And near the Mazeroski statue, and then so to get to the press box, you have to navigate all the way across the 300 level, and it was there were a lot of, you know, there were, again, it was opening day,
mm-hmm.
But there were a decent amount of people, you know, there were a lot of people there.
All right, I'm thinking about it. I'm starting to get warm to it.
Try it once. I would.
I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to cause a scene. I don't, and I don't want to. I want to wear. people think I'm some complainy guy that is entitled or whatever. A neck gaiter is, and it says no neck gaiters clearly in the rules, and I don't want to break the rules. But I just don't want my ears to be tugged for 4 hours.
That's fair.
I'm wrestling with that, and I don't know if anybody else is, but just I am. I don't want to be a rule breaker, but I don't want to do something I don't want to do, nor do I find unnecessary. It would be the only place outside that I'm 6 feet away from people that I'm wearing a mask in my whole existence. It would be the only place. But rules are rules. I get it. And I don't break the rules in someone else's house. It's their rules, so I have to abide by them if I want to go in. Thus, that's the quandary I have. So we'll see. We'll see where it goes.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.